In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Now, if he's going to continue to talk, or she, I don't know who's doing the talking, take her, him outside, because I can't compete with that. The gospel that the deacon prayed today was from John chapter 3, verses 22 to 36. It is in the beginning of this that we get that verse that everybody knows, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Everybody knows that. So when it says after these things, he's making an explanation. And he's always working. He goes to where the most people are, so he's down there where baptisms are being taken place. This is where people who come who are seeking repentance. So he did that not for his own notoriety, but to make his preaching have the greatest possible effect by reaching the greatest number of people. So he's there, and then a Jew comes along and says, hey, wait a minute. You've got this guy over here, and then you've got this new rabbi over there, and it looks like there's a division. And there arose a great dispute. Why? Because people are loyal to the one from whom they receive the truth. Think about that. You are loyal. If you've had a good teacher, I can remember Frank Pottinger. Okay, Frank Pottinger. That was 60 years ago. He was my chemistry teacher. And he was a great teacher. Let's just say that. He was a great teacher. You become loyal to people who teach you the truth. John had some disciples. Jesus had disciples, and that they were doing the same work at the same time. Now, we've heard from St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, the third chapter, especially at the end, that there was a dissension because some of the people in Corinth were baptized by Apollos. Some were baptized by Paul, and sometimes people were baptized by St. Peter. And they were talking about, come on, who's the head of the disciples? It's Peter. My baptism is way superior. Who's Apollos anyway? He's not one of the 12. He's one of the 70. You know, and then the other guy says, yeah, but my guy is the number one guy of the 12. He's Peter. He has the keys of the kingdom. You see how this is? This is our flesh speaking. We are loyal, and we are wrongly loyal to our flesh. You know, we prefer our children to anybody else's children. That's because we're in the flesh. The Lord did not respect that, did he? He gave his only begotten son to all of the heretics, to all of the murderers, to all of the thieves, to all of the people that hated him. He gave his only begotten son. You see, we are in the flesh and we think fleshly, and especially we emote from the disposition of our flesh. But who did he give the ability to become the sons of God? Even to them who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, heritage, not of the will of flesh. You know, some people will spend all kinds of money trying to get their kids in good schools just for the sole purpose of their own sense of accomplishment. Look what my son did. Well, what did you do? Where'd you graduate from? Podunk Tech? Okay, so that's who you are. So you're not going to get any cachet because your son goes to UCLA. You're from Podunk Tech. And so it's not the will of flesh, and it's not the will of man, but of God. And God took flesh so that no one would be confused about this. He took flesh. When it says in the Bible that we read John saying a man can receive nothing except it was given from heaven, do you know the Lord gave the Spirit to the disciples, to the prophets prior to the disciples, by measure. To one he gave this gift, to another he gave another gift. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit, but he did not give the Holy Spirit completely. Never. Not one person. It was because he did not do this. Now, this is what confuses the Roman Catholics. Because, you know, Jesus says at the Last Supper with his disciples, says, receive the Holy Spirit. It should have said, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that gift was the binding or the loosening of sin upon the earth, should the person confess, and those who had received this Spirit, the power of absolution to forgive the sins. That's what was given. Because otherwise, what was the point of Pentecost? Why was the Holy Spirit going to come? Jesus had already given the Holy Spirit. No, he didn't. He gave a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And all of us have been given a piece of the Spirit by measure. Each one of you has the Holy Spirit in you. Each one of you. It may be starving because you don't read the Bible, because you don't pray, because you come to church late, because you don't take communion all the time that you should. It may be starving, it may be skinny and weak, but you have the Holy Spirit inside you, and some develop it. When John says, he must increase, but I must decrease, when they're talking about Jesus Christ increasing, how can God increase? God is God by nature. God is God by essence. Jesus can't increase. He appears to increase in his flesh. That's the same thing that St. Mary said. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Nothing can magnify God. What magnifying glass are you going to put up in front of God's face to make it bigger? It's impossible. So how do you mean magnify then? It means that in my soul, I have left no room for anything except my absolute love of God. I love you, Jesus. I want to be with you, Jesus. I want to obey you, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. My soul doth magnify the Lord. I thought a long time about what I would ask if God gave me, I told you the old story. If you get to ask God three questions, the first question you ask is, what should my second two questions be? But if you get one question, everyone should have the same answer as I'm giving you now. I want all of my passions, all of my lusts, all of my desires to be just for God. And I want the satisfaction that my lusts and my passion and my fleshliness and my earthliness bring me in Christ. There are some that have that. There are some people that have received that. And they are so joyful. You know, when you bite down into a really good piece of cake or steak or, you know, kofta, whatever it is you like, you know the satisfaction that you receive? Imagine you had that same satisfaction when you took the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ at communion. Imagine you had that. Imagine the fullness of the experience that you would experience. Imagine the fullness. Everyone should pray that the passions that we have for one another, for our children, for the people that we love most in the world would be dissolved and would go away, so that they could properly be put at the feet of our Savior, because he's the one who will save us. Everybody that you know is going to die, maybe you first, but everybody that you know is going to die, every single one. Jesus Christ gives life, and life everlasting. Jesus was the light, and the light was the light of men, and the light comprehended it not. The regular people didn't understand. That's why I'm telling you this. Give up all of your desires for everything and try to focus them on God. and then you will truly live. Glory be to his holy name, both now and ever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.